Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. And let me give a little bit of background again on excellence. We have actually 10 topics. I may extend it if the Lord's willing at some point, but we're on our eighth subject concerning excellence. First, we looked at the definition of excellence and the fact that God is a God of excellence. God doesn't do anything shabby. That's why we call him Alpha and Omega. He never starts anything without finishing it. Wouldn't that be great if everyone that started something would always finish it? Amen? Have you ever started something, never finished it? It's still sitting up in the garage. Say amen. Well, God is a God of excellence, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, first and last. And everything in between is excellence. We talked about living above the crowd. You know, when you live a life of excellence, you live above the crowd. You know, David came to the battle where Goliath was threatening the army and everyone was terrified. But when David came, he was a cut above. He was listening to something else. And so he was able to not only contend with Goliath, defeat Goliath. So when you live a life of excellence, you have to live above the crowd. Amen. You know, we have to live above a herd mentality. You know how people say, well, you know what everybody's saying? Everybody ain't saying that. Because you ain't heard everybody. A lot of times everybody's three people. Three people said it, so everybody. No, we have to learn to live above the crowd. How many know eagles fly alone? But they mate, you know, they have their own species in that, but there are times you have to live above that crowd that's surrounding you and all that noise and that chatter. Amen. To hear the voice of God. Amen. So, number three, we looked at how excellence had a nature that is magnetic. When you walk in excellence, you draw things toward you. Amen. And it's good things. It's there are things that pertain to your destiny that you draw towards you when you walk in excellence. You don't have to know how everything's going to work. You don't have to know when this is going to happen. You don't have to know who's going to be involved if you just choose to live a life of excellence. Now, we said, you know, we can pursue perfection, but you're never going to get perfect. You know, God will perfect things in us, but you'll never attain perfection in this life. But if you pursue perfection, you can catch up with excellence. Amen. We don't always do things right, or you know what I mean. But you can continue to pursue it. Continue to pursue it, perfection, and you'll find yourself doing things with excellence. But if you're not pursuing perfection, then you're not, you ain't studying excellence. You know, you just want to get the job done. You want a paycheck. You know, you ready to punch out, but you're in the restroom from 4:30 to 5. Yeah, every day. You get off at 5. Can't wait till 5. So, excellence is magnetic. Excellence is God's tool for exploits. God being a God of excellence, in every human being, he's placed a DNA of excellence. It's not in animals. Animals are instinctive. They do things instinctively. Angels are not even in the image and likeness of God. I saw a head over there. I said, angels are not in the image and likeness of God. Angels are not coming from God. He created angels out of nothing. It's like the earth. He created out of nothing. Light be. But he took man out of him. And so there's a likeness to God. We are not gods, but we are in his image and likeness. And see, this is what the devil does not want you to know or believe or walk in. So trials and tests and all kind of stuff is thrown at you to make you feel less than a human. Tell somebody, trouble don't last always, though. Tell somebody, I'm still here. How many of the times you have to hang in there? Sometimes it seems like all hell done broke loose on you. Seems like if it ain't one thing, it's another thing. Have you ever felt like you wasn't going to get through something? Come on, be honest. Have you ever felt like you wasn't going to get through it? But tell somebody, I got through it. What was it? It was grace. It was God's grace. God said, I'll never leave you and I won't forsake you and I won't fail you either. And then what we do, we learn from those things. We pass tests. We don't always come through with flying colors. Sometimes you get a D minus on the test, but you passed. I was happy at school to get a D minus. Okay, I ain't never taking that class no more. So there's the pursuit of excellence. We pursue it. You know, I would much rather miss the target shooting at it than miss it not shooting at it. I mean, we have to motivate ourselves sometimes. You got to be self-motivated. Amen. Especially when you live above the crowd. Because the crowd is going one way, but you're seeing something else. You're seeing the potential in something. You're seeing greatness, but everybody else is average. Remember the definition of excellence, it ain't average. Matter of fact, let me just put this out here again because I think it's real important that we see it. Synonyms for the word excellence are outstanding, very good, high quality, excel, greatness, eminence, distinction, prime. How many like prime rib? The best cut for the meat eaters. Superb, choicest, impeccable, and transcendent. That's synonyms of the word excellence. Now the antonyms, what we struggle with in this world system and with people often is, an antonym is mediocrity. Mediocrity, only moderate, not very good, just average. See, you like stuff that you get very good at. I mean, because that's you. You reach potential. When you're living way beneath potential, everything's boring. And you don't want to do it. And you can't go no further. And you want to give up. And you don't like that. Could it be because you're living in mediocrity? Thank you for the sad amens, but just, you know, we go get through this. Next one is deficiency. An antonym of excellence is deficiency, lacking in quality. Lacking in quality. Another word is inadequacy, incomplete. Incomplete. How about worthlessness? Lacking value. Some of us don't put enough value on ourselves. Tell someone you are of great value to God and His kingdom. Simply because you are humankind. But you know, wrong people will have you with a wrong perception of yourself. You remember the story of the eagle with the chickens? That eagle had all kind of potential. But as long as he was hanging out with the chickens, he acted like a chicken. But once he got into his own element and got above the crowd, the eagle came out. Sometimes you have to change associations. Amen. In order to reach potential. Another word is shortcoming, short of what is expected. And here's one that saints really need to step on and squash, is the word ordinary. Amen. That's an antonym to excellence. See, some just want to be plain, want to be regular, just want to fit in. But that's not how God made you. That's what's wrong with the world today anyway. Everybody just want to fit in. No, God made you to stand out. Like it or not, amen. You know, people always just want to blend in, want to hide, and want to, you know, just be, no, God made you to stand out. I'm not talking about being prideful and, you know, foolish and doing dumb stuff. But He made you to be you. Amen. Tell somebody next to you, ain't nobody like you. Amen. Come on, tell them, ain't ever been anybody like you. Amen. And there never will be another you. Amen. So you got to make your mark while you're here. God made you. God put you here in this time. You have been, amen, you've been brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. And folks just want to get by. You know, it's rough out there. You know, it's bad out there. Well, look at somebody tell them, so what? So what you going to do? You allow the world to conform you? Or are you going to allow the word to transform you? Amen. People need you. Amen. God made you unique. Tell somebody, and you're special too. Listen, God made you that way. Now, people try to make you other ways. They try to make you feel like you ain't about nothing. You ain't for real. You're all that. But no, God made you. You got to go back to your roots. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm special. Ain't nobody like me. Can't nobody do what I do. Can't nobody be what I'm being. Amen. God made you like that. Nothing prideful about that. That's who you are. See, people will have trouble with you when you know who you are. Long as you don't know who you are, people kick you around. You know, you're just another number. But when you start to know who you are, you start to speak up. You start to think. People starting to think in here. Yeah, amen. People have trouble. They had trouble with Jesus. They asked him one time, they said, they were interrogating him. And Jesus said, and they said, we are the children of Abraham.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website